netcast you love
from people who care.
This is NECC Radio, proclaiming the Word of God through Christian coffee houses and music ministries in your local area. Bandwidth for NECC Radio is provided by ABS Technologies. Visit us on the web at abstechnologies.net to find out more about what we offer. This is NECC Radio. Welcome to our first radio broadcast for January 1st, 2007. I'm here in the studio with my lovely wife, Elaine.
Thank you, David, for that compliment. You're starting the new year off just right. When you complimented me just now, David, it made me think, as Christians, how we need to encourage one another daily. In Psalms 10:17, it says, "You hear, O Lord, the desire of the afflicted. You encourage them and listen to their cry."
You know, that's so true, Elaine. It's so important that we encourage one another. And in fact, the song we just played at the beginning of the program from Jordan's Crossing talks about encouragement. You know, when we get worried, we need to cast our burdens upon the Lord. Like, for example, in Matthew 11:28, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest."
On our program today, we have a number of exciting announcements from our listeners. We'll also talk about how you can request a free listing on NewEnglandChristianCoffeeHouses.com.
So stay tuned for more details on how you can request an announcement for your church, coffee house, music ministry, or special event. We'll also be playing songs from many of our music ministries. So remember to listen in for your favorite music ministry here on NECC Radio.
Before we begin our program today, let's take a moment to pray. Would you join me? Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. We pray this radio ministry will open the hearts of many who are listening today. Help us to draw closer to you each and every day. Help us to show your love to one another. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Amen.
And now let's listen to a song that I believe will really touch your heart. By Rita Marie Valley, the song is entitled, From the Depth of My Soul.
Jesus, for you. ignored my conscience till its edges were dull. Conviction hits me with a hurricane force. In a place of repentance, I have displayed remorse. I'm out of oil, my lamp has run dry. Oh, great physician, hear my prayer. Incline your ear to me, hear my prayer. I endure this dark night of my soul. Life has become dry as dust and cold as stone. Would you shine in my darkness, lantern I know. Oh, great physician, hear my prayer. Incline your ear to me, hear my prayer.
Raging Grace. The song was entitled Sin Sick.
Okay, Elaine, now it's time to run down a list of New England Christian Coffee House events in your local area by state. In Brookfield, Massachusetts, at Chapel at the Hill, Shiloh will be starting at 7 p.m. on January 13th. Also, in Fitchburg, Massachusetts, at Common Grounds, Bill Manila will start at 7:30 p.m. on January 19th.
In Sheldon, Connecticut, Flowing Spirits will have Rita Marie Valley. It will start at 7 p.m. on January 13th. Also, Berlin, Connecticut, Holy Grounds will have Undue Favor. They will start at 7 p.m. also on January 12th.
In Troy, New Hampshire, the Power Station, Mark Bishop Evans will start at 7 p.m. on March 3rd. Also in Manchester, New Hampshire, at Any Revival, Team Ministry will begin at 8 p.m. on May 18th.
In Providence, Rhode Island, at Congo Street, PS 32 will start at 6 p.m. on March 24th. Also in Westerly, Rhode Island, at Lighthouse Cafe, Marlene Pagano will start at 7 p.m. on February 9th.
In Mechanicsville, New York, His Way Cafe, Busy Bender will start at 7 p.m. on February 23rd. We also like to pray for both Maine and Vermont. We used to have a number of coffee houses in Maine, but for some reason or other, we no longer have. So let's pray for Maine and Vermont.
This is just a partial list of coffee houses and music ministries in your local area. So we encourage you to log on to our website at www.NewEnglandChristianCoffeeHouses.com for a complete list of events and contact information in your local area. New Christian coffee houses and music ministry are always being added, so please check back often to find an event in your local area. You can also search our database by music ministry or musical style right from the homepage of our website.
If you have a request and would like us to read it on the air, please send us a short description of your event, along with the time, date, location, area code, and phone number, so that people can contact you directly.
We cannot promise that we will be able to read all your requests on the air, but we will do our best within the time we have available in this segment to read them. And now, our next song is from Wanda Perry Josephs. The song is entitled, We Must Press On.
I'm hard.
Press on.
Press on, yeah. Do it all, the difficulties,
press
the
on.
Dark times, the good times,
press
the bad
on.
Times. We got to press on, yeah, 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 yeah.
Press on.
Hold on.
This the fast that I choose, to loose the chains of injustice and untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, cover them, and not to turn away from your own kin. Then your light will break forth like morning, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am." Oh, my Lord, help me to feed someone the bread that your love brought forth that fills the soul. Help me to heal the heart that's broken and torn apart, that only your love can touch, renew and make whole. You are the Lord, and we are your children, born from above to follow your heart. Holy Lord, I want to serve you, to give you my life, to do as you please. Help me, Lord, store up my treasure in my home with you in heaven so pure. I am your child, born from your love to follow your heart. You are my Lord, and I am your child, born from your love to follow your heart.
The last song we played is very dear to my heart. It's by Paul Lanier, and the title track is Isaiah 58. Remember, Elaine, when we started New England Christian Coffee House, The very first time I heard this song, it just, it broke. I broke. It just had such a profound effect on me and perhaps others. I encourage you to read Isaiah 58. It really changed my life.
Yes, David. I do remember when you heard this song that Paul O'Neill sang and how it touched your heart, how it opened your heart. And that is what the Word of God does. It does open your heart if you're willing to receive it.
Mm. In our next segment, we'd like to read a praise report that we received from one of our coffee houses.
Last September, a 12-year-old girl gave her life to Christ. Wasn't that wonderful, David?
Indeed. That's what it's all about.
Yes, it is. Winning souls for the kingdom of God. So if you are a pastor listening to this broadcast, please prayerfully consider establishing a Christian coffee house in your church as an outreach ministry. It is also a great way to bring together both the unsaved and saved for an evening of inspirational music, fun, refreshments, and to open hearts to hear the Word of God.
Amen. We've also written a 22-page manual that you can download from our website that will provide you with information you need to start your own Christian coffee house and or music ministry. Our website address is very easy to remember. It's www.newenglandchristiancoffeehouses.com. Then just click on the menu option entitled Help Desk. Then click on the link that says Guidelines for Christian Coffee Houses and Music Ministries.
And now our next song is from Buddy Fanjoy. The song is entitled Be Still.
When I get you turning inside, dust from the whirlwind blinds my eyes. I'm seeing the way that he wants me to see. Will I ever learn what he's trying to tell me? Chasing the wind. Seeing the way that he wants me to see, hope I learn what he's trying to tell me. Be still and know that I am God, and I will be exalted over all. And I will be exalted over every nation, over all the over all the nations.
lost my way. The ground beneath my feet begins to break away. I fall into my knees. There's no one else in sight. I've wandered far from home in the night.
The last song we played was from Victoria James. The song was entitled, I Will Never Be Alone. You know, Elaine, sometimes in life you can feel like there's no one there for you. I know in my life, before I became a Christian, there were many times that I felt so alone. But as you develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ by reading His Word, He fills that emptiness inside of you with His everlasting love.
In our next segment, we would like to talk to you about all the free resources available to anyone who visits our website. For those of you who may have just joined our program, our website address is www.NewEnglandChristianCoffeeHouses.com. Be sure to sign up for our daily devotional because it's a great way to jumpstart your day with the Word of God.
You know how we all get so busy with our lives that sometimes we miss the opportunity to hear a word from God? Well, we serve up these daily devotionals each day right to your desktop. It's a short verse of Scripture that will help you focus on God's Word throughout the day. So why not send a daily devotional to a friend, a colleague, or maybe even a family member? To sign up for your daily devotional, simply go to our website and click on the left-hand navigation entitled Spiritual Help, then select Daily Devotional.
David and I pray as you meditate upon these daily scriptures that God will use them to strengthen you each and every day. And now our next song is from Tina Lewis. The song is entitled For Such a Time as This.
Show me, Lord, the treasures that I fail to see. Show me, Lord,
Shelter in man. What is this light they are talking about? Who sets these prisoners free? What is this love that is reaching out? I wanna know, is it real? I wanna know what it really means to be alive. I wanna know how it feels to be free. I wanna know, who is this Jesus Christ that he would die for me? Oh, I want to know what it really means to be alive. I want to know how it feels to be free. I want to know, who is this Jesus Christ that he would die for me? Yeah, he would die for me.
The last song we played was from New Life Worship Center. The CD was Send Revival. The song was entitled I Want to Know. Elaine, didn't that song really touch your heart?
Yes, and I pray that anyone who just listened to this song was deeply touched as well.
Yes. Well, that's it for this broadcast. We hope that you'll join us on Monday, January 15th, for our next broadcast on NECC Radio.
We'd like to hear your thoughts about our broadcast, so please go to our website and email us today.
Remember, you can also listen to any of our broadcasts by downloading them in audio format to your iPod, PC, or MP3 player. You can do this right from the homepage of our website by simply clicking on the radio broadcast icon.
David and I hope and pray that you are encouraged and strengthened by listening to this program. We are so honored to be able to bring this broadcast to you.
As the Lord leads you, please consider becoming a partner with us and supporting our ministry with your prayers. They're so important. And your financial gifts. Your donations will help to continue bringing the message of Jesus Christ to more people in New England and around the world. Thank you for your support.
And finally, before we close, I would like to ask anyone listening if they would like to give their life to Christ. Remember, Jesus accepts us just the way we are. So just repeat after me this simple prayer. Lord, I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I am a sinner, and I repent of all my sins. I want to walk according to your will from this day forward. I accept what Jesus did for me on the cross. I accept my eternal salvation. Thank you for the righteousness that you have given me this day, for trusting in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
If you just prayed this prayer and accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please call us toll-free today at 1-877-888-8894. So that we can assist you in finding a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching church in your area. May the peace and love of God be with you.
As we close, we would like to leave you with this last song from Bill Ollett. The song is entitled, Draw Me Close to You Today.
In a world so dark and cold, in a world like shifting sand, you're the guiding light for me. You're the solid rock with
which I stand. Draw me close to you, oh Lord. Change my heart, make it more like yours. With all I do and all I say, draw me close to you today. Draw me close to you today. Draw me close to you today. Sometimes life seems hard when I feel lost and far away. Though I know down on my knees and pray. Draw me close to you, oh Lord. Change my heart, make it more like yours. With all I do and all I say, draw me close to you today. Close to you today. Draw me close to you today. Close to you today.